Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's California State Fair season here in Sacramento. For the next 2 weeks, Cal Expo will come alive with the sounds of carnival rides, farm animals, food vendors, fireworks, and late 90s jams like this one.
We belong together, and you know.
Boys to Men are scheduled to perform the final Friday of this year's fair, July 31st, and I'm going to be there cheering them on. But the state fair did kick off this past weekend with a bit of a snag, the last-minute cancellation of Wyclef Jean Saturday night due to unforeseen circumstances. But the fireworks and cinnamon rolls continued on. It's also the final year the fair will be held during the summer months. It is moving to October in 2027. Darla Givens is a spokesperson for the California State Fair, and she's here today to give us the lowdown on this year's festivities. Darla, welcome back. It's that time of year.
It is, Vicky. So great to hear from you, and we're so excited for this last summer fair, I guess we can say. And we have a lot of things heating up, especially today, because we have our fair food competition.
Oh, okay.
This is something that we do to get the food vendors in like a competitive happy spirit mode. They compete to see who's the best of the best and who can deliver for the best of show. For example, we have a Country Fair cinnamon roll. Every year they have produced a different cinnamon roll. Last year they won for their tres leches. This year they're trying to win best sweets with their Biscoff cinnamon roll.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And I think
yes.
You just highlight every day there's something different, something fun at the state
yes.
fair. How was opening weekend?
Opening weekend was amazing. We could not have asked for better weather. We had temperatures right around average in the lower to mid 90s. And so people came out, they enjoyed the rides, they enjoyed the foods, and they enjoyed just everything that we have around. We have 8 different stages that have free entertainment. So people tuned in for gospel, our multicultural gospel celebration on Saturday, which was moved from our PG&E center stage to our I Can Go to College.com promenade stage. So it actually involved a lot more people who were in the food court sitting, listening to this gospel music across that area. So it was just a great day to celebrate unity. And that's what we heard from a lot of people. You know, with everything going on in the world, we needed something like this. So it was a great feedback that we got from that particular event.
There was one disappointment, though. I mean, Wyclef Jean, I mean, the cancellation of his concert. I mean, do you have any more information about that?
Nope, that's all we got from them, is that for unseen circumstances, he wouldn't be able to perform that night. So we had to pivot, and
yeah.
It's like, okay, do we try to, you know, put someone on the stage, or we said, you know what, let's just go dark tonight. You know, things happen. It's a live event. So when things happen, we just have to pivot, and we just chose to not try to replace the artist. And, you know, when things like that happen, we just have to roll with it and keep moving. But people are out there riding the rides and just enjoying the evening.
How, I mean, you have a wide range and genres of musical acts for concerts. How far in advance does the state fair start looking to book acts for concerts?
As soon as we know the dates of the next fair, then we start booking the acts. So it's a year and a half long process. And we're already working on 2027 and 2028.
So given that this is the last summer before the state fair moves to fall, I mean, this year's theme mm-hmm. is Wish You Were Here. It's kind of nostalgic. How does it feel
yes.
that this is going to be the last state fair in the heat?
I'm not sure. I really can't tell you because, you know, this first opening weekend, we're just trying to get through. It's like, okay, we have so much planned and so much anticipation about getting things open and getting people through the gates. I think we'll think about that maybe next week. It's like, whoa, it might hit us that this is the last summer fair. But in the meantime, we just want people to come in and enjoy the concerts. And we have something happening daily in our Save Mart California kitchen. We have cooking demonstrations all day long. So you can go there and get some free bites across the area as well.
Yeah, and you also have some pretty fun like promos for people depending on if they can make it during different times for the state fair, like some discounts on tickets. What do you have going on this year?
Yes. So on Mondays is our family discount day Mondays. So for today, the first 2 hours of the fair from 4 to 6 p.m., everybody gets in for $2. So you can't beat that. You can bring the whole family. I'm talking grandma, aunts, uncles, cousins. Can you imagine just the family meeting up at the fair just to have a great time? And then Tuesday is our kids free day. So kids 12 and under get into the fair are free. And then rides are $2 for everyone. And for Butler Amusements on Wednesdays, they are actually giving $10 off the ride wristbands. So you can come in on Wednesdays and get $10 off the wristband. And then on Fridays, we have our Senior Savings Friday. Seniors 62 and over get in for $10 until 8 o'clock. And here's something that we're really excited about. Our Smud Giving Fridays, we had our first one this past Friday on opening day. So the donations from our Smud Giving Fridays, you bring in 5 non-perishable, non-expired food items per person and get into the fair for free until 2 o'clock on that same day. These donations go to the Sacramento Family Food Bank and Family Services. It helps them out because donations go down in the summer and there are more mouths to feed. Kids are home from school, and so families now have 2 meals to make up for, breakfast and lunch, whereas these kids get to eat at school sometimes. And then also people go on vacations, they don't think about donations. So this is the 50th anniversary of the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. So the goal this year is to get about 50,000 pounds in donated items. So this past Friday, we got 8,000 pounds of donations.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And that's up 235% increase over the Friday of last year. So we're so excited about that. And we're hoping that we can reach that 50,000 pound goal.
Yeah, and as we wind this conversation down, Darla, there's also new hours for the state fair too, right?
Yes, this is the second year that we're open from Monday through Thursday at 4 p.m. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're open at 10. And before we go, I do have to say, please check out the California First People's Art Showcase, something that has never been done at the California State Fair before. It's showcasing art and culture and history from California Indians across California.
Wow.
We've gotten great feedback on that exhibit.
And that's daily, correct?
That is daily. That's there for the next 14 days? Losing count already, but yes, until August 2nd.
So much work goes into each state fair. I imagine these 2 weeks and change just go by in the blink of an eye.
They really do. All the planning that we do and the anticipation. And then the next thing you know, it's like, wait, we only have a week left. And then we start feeling a little depressed, you know.
Then you focus on next year. Darla, as always,
yes,
thanks for stopping by. I know it's a busy time.
Yes, thank you so much, Vicki, for having us.
Darla Givens is a California State Fair media director. The fair runs through August 2nd at Cal Expo. We're going out with a little mood lifter from Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be at the State Fair Saturday, July 25th. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That's it for Insight Today. Have a good one. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.